Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so get this. You're craving pizza, right? Like really craving it.
Hmm.
You order your favorite, extra cheese, the works.
Oh, yeah.
It arrives, you take a bite, and nothing.
Really?
No joy, no drool-worthy satisfaction, just meh.
Huh.
And this isn't some strange pizza aversion. It's actually a side effect some people are experiencing on GLP-1 receptor agonists.
Hmm.
And that's what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
How a medication designed to manage blood sugar and help with weight loss is also changing people's relationship with food in a really unexpected way.
It is fascinating, isn't it? We often think about weight loss just in terms of calories in versus calories out, you know?
Right.
Willpower. But these medications are tapping into something much deeper, the connection between our gut and our brain, and how that connection shapes our experience of food.
Okay, so we're not just talking about eating less. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how our bodies and brains respond to food.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's back up a bit.
Okay.
For anyone who needs a refresher, what exactly are GLP-1 receptor agonists? And how are they used medically?
GLP-1 receptor agonists are medications like semaglutide and liraglutide. They work by mimicking a hormone your body naturally produces called GLP-1. So after you eat GLP-1 is released, and it signals to your pancreas to produce insulin.
Okay.
It also slows down the rate at which your stomach empties, which helps you feel fuller for longer.
Right.
Which is why these medications are used to manage type 2 diabetes and aid in weight loss.
So they're essentially amplifying a natural process in the body.
Exactly.
But how does mimicking this hormone lead to changes in taste perception? It's not like it's directly interacting with our taste buds, is it?
Exactly. It's all about the gut-brain connection.
Okay.
When GLP-1 receptors in the gut are activated by these medications, they don't just send signals to your pancreas and stomach, they also communicate with the brain, specifically areas involved in reward, pleasure, and yes, even taste perception.
So to use an analogy, it's like the medication is rerouting the information superhighway between the gut and the brain.
Yeah.
But how does that actually translate to changes in how we taste and experience food?
Think about it this way. Dopamine, the feel-good chemical in our brain, surges when we eat something pleasurable,
yeah.
Especially those hyperpalatable foods high in sugar and fat.
Right.
But GLP-1 receptor agonists can actually dampen this dopamine release in response to those foods.
So the pizza is less tempting because the usual dopamine rush isn't there.
Right.
I can see how that might lead to feeling indifferent towards foods that were once irresistible.
Precisely. Mm. And it's not just dopamine that's being affected. There's a whole symphony of changes happening in the gut in response to these medications. And some of these changes appear to directly impact how sensitive we are to different flavors.
That's wild. It's yeah. Like our brains are literally rewiring themselves based on what's happening in our gut.
Yeah.
We've got some research in front of us that delves into the specifics of this gut-brain communication. And it's pretty amazing stuff. For example, there are anecdotal accounts from individuals taking these medications who describes some pretty dramatic shifts in their taste preferences.
Yes, and those anecdotes are incredibly valuable because they give us a glimpse into the lived experience of these changes.
Uh-huh.
It's one thing to talk about dopamine and receptors, but it's another to hear someone describe how their once beloved chocolate cake now tastes like cardboard.
Right. For instance, one person in the research said it was as if their sweet tooth simply vanished.
Wow.
Foods they used to crave were suddenly completely unappealing.
Yeah.
It's like their brain hit the reset button on what it considered rewarding.
And that's not an isolated experience. Other reports mention a newfound aversion, particularly to foods that are very greasy or salty.
Really?
Imagine those cravings for fast food or potato chips just disappearing. It really does make you kind of rethink everything you thought you knew about cravings, you know. It's not just about willpower. Like, it's about these intricate biological processes that influence our desires.
It's like our biology is handing us a new set of taste preferences.
Yeah.
And that has to be both fascinating and a little disorienting at the same time.
It is.
Speaking of fascinating, let's delve into the science a bit deeper. We keep mentioning the gut-brain connection. But what's actually going on there? How does a signal from our gut travel all the way to our brain and say, hey, pizza isn't that great anymore?
It is incredible when you think about it. Like, the communication highway between our gut and brain is called the vagus nerve, and it's like a super highway of information, constantly relaying messages back and forth. What's really interesting is that GLP-1 receptors in the gut can actually send signals along this nerve directly to the brain, influencing those areas we talked about earlier.
You mean the ones responsible for reward, pleasure,
yeah,
and taste perception?
Exactly.
So it's not just about how quickly our stomach empties or how much insulin our pancreas produces. These medications are tapping into a much more complex system.
Exactly. And we're still uncovering all the nuances of how it works. But we do know that in addition to that dopamine effect we discussed, GLP-1 receptor agonists also influence the release of other gut hormones.
Okay.
Some of these hormones play a role in regulating appetite, while others seem to directly impact how sensitive we are to different tastes and flavors.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, taking these medications could potentially change how sensitive I am to, say, bitterness or sweetness.
That's the current thinking, yes. There's still much we don't know, but research suggests that these medications could be influencing our sensory perception at a fundamental level.
It's like recalibrating your taste buds.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. And to think all of this is happening because of changes in our gut, it really highlights how interconnected our bodies are.
It really does. And we haven't even touched on another factor that could be contributing to these taste changes, the effect of GLP-1 receptor agonists on gastric emptying.
Right. We know these medications slow down how quickly our stomach empties.
Right.
Which contributes to feeling fuller for longer. But could that slower emptying also be playing a role in how we perceive taste?
It's definitely a possibility. Think about it, when you chew on something for an extended period, the flavor tends to become less intense, right?
Yeah.
That's because prolonged exposure to a particular taste can lead to a decrease in our sensitivity to it.
So if food is staying in our stomach for longer periods because of these medications, it could be leading to a similar decrease in taste intensity.
Exactly. It's like the difference between taking a sip of wine and holding it in your mouth for a few seconds versus taking a big gulp. The flavors are going to be perceived very differently.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've got this complex interplay of factors contributing to these taste changes. The dopamine response, the influence on gut hormones, and now the potential impact of slower gastric emptying. It's amazing to think that by targeting this one hormone, GLP-1, we're seeing these ripple effects throughout the body, influencing not just our blood sugar and weight, but also our sensory experience of food.
It really speaks to the power of understanding these underlying biological pathways, and it opens up some really exciting possibilities for addressing health challenges in new and innovative ways. But of course, with any new medical intervention, there are always questions and considerations, especially when it comes to something as fundamental as our relationship with food.
Absolutely. We've talked about the potential benefits of these taste changes, especially when it comes to weight management. But there's a flip side to consider as well. What happens when someone stops taking these medications? Do their old cravings come roaring back with a vengeance, or have their tastes truly changed for good? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Like, it makes you wonder if these medications are a temporary fix or if they're actually leading to lasting changes in how our bodies respond to food.
It's a question researchers are actively investigating. And the answer, like with most things in science, is nuanced.
Yeah.
For some people, when they stop taking GLP-1 receptor agonists, their taste preferences gradually revert back to what they were before.
So it's like their taste buds had a temporary reset, but the old programming eventually kicks back in.
That's a great way to put it. But here's the interesting part. For others, it seems something more profound takes place. Like, they develop a taste for new foods, they're satisfied with smaller portions, and those habits persist even after they stop taking the medication.
So for some, it's not just a matter of their old cravings being suppressed. It's like they've actually rewired their brains and developed a new relationship with food.
Precisely. And that's why it's so crucial to view this period while someone is taking these medications as a window of opportunity.
Mm.
It's a chance to explore new recipes, experiment with different cuisines, and really pay attention to what they're eating and how it makes them feel.
It's like being given a fresh start. A chance to hit the reset button on years of ingrained eating habits.
Exactly. And by using this time to focus on building healthy habits, like incorporating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains into their diet, they're setting themselves up for long-term success.
It's encouraging to know that even though these medications work on a biological level, there's still an element of personal agency involved. Like, it's not about surrendering control to a pill. It's about using that pill as a tool to facilitate positive change.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what makes this area of research so exciting. We're starting to unravel this complex interplay between our biology, our environment, and our choices when it comes to food. And this understanding has the potential to revolutionize how we approach weight management and overall health.
It really makes you wonder what other doors this research might open. Like, if we can influence something as fundamental as taste perception, what other possibilities are out there? Could we use this knowledge to develop new treatments for eating disorders or to help people struggling with food addiction?
Those are fantastic questions, and they highlight the immense potential of this field of study. We're just scratching the surface of what we can learn about the gut-brain connection and its impact on our health and well-being.
It's a humbling reminder that for as much as we think we know about the human body, there's always so much more to discover. And who knows what incredible breakthroughs await us on the horizon, right?
That's the beauty of science, isn't it? It's a journey of constant exploration and discovery. And I, for one, am incredibly excited to see where this particular path leads.
Me too. It just goes to show that the most fascinating journeys often begin with a single step, or in this case, maybe a single bite. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the unexpected world of GLP-1 receptor agonists and their impact on our taste buds. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep listening to your gut and your brain.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.